Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight we are, where are we holding? We are up to Simshin Sadi Beis Sif Beis. So tonight Hashem will do Sifim Beis, Gimel, and maybe Dalet. This is page 518, page Rishon and Tes Amud Beis. So let's see. Simshin Sadi Beis Sif Beis. Ir Shal Rabim, Sheir Shal Pesach Achor. If you have a city that belongs to the Rabim that has only one Pesach, V'sulam B'mokom Acher, but there's a ladder in a different place where you can climb over the wall using that ladder. Remember last night we said that a city that either was once owned by a Yachid or is a city that only that's owned by a rabbin but has only one entranceway, no one is ever going to confuse that with a real Rishus Rabbim, and therefore you're allowed to have everyone participate in the Shittuf if you don't have to leave anybody out of it. So what if it has one Pesach, but there's a ladder in a different spot? So Ma'arvin es kulavein etzrich hashir. You likewise can be make an error for the whole thing. You don't need to have leave somebody out of it. She'in asulum shabachoma chashuv kapesach. Because a ladder that goes over the wall is not considered a real Pesach. Va'afilu hemet harbi salam zebet zadza'ad and even if you have a bunch of ladders, one next to the other, until you get to a width of 10 amos, still not called the Pesach. Not only that, if you have two Pesachim, but there's an Ashpa in front of one of them, so it makes it less usable, it's as if it only has one Pesach. Says the Mishmurah, that there's a ladder on the other side that you can go climb easily over the wall. Pesach, so I might think that that's called the Pesach. She'ein asulam, va'ein lelsim shinayin beis of chesed l'kula nechshav kapesach. In shinayin beis, we say l'chumra we don't consider it like a Pesach, but l'kula we will consider it like a Pesach. Ad rochav eser, to soferu v'tzorach lomar ad yoser me eser. It should say that you have so many ladders that there are ladders lined up that make more than 10 amos. Va'einu da'afilu bovan zelo mevata mechitza lios keparutz makom ahu. We don't view that as if the mechitza is parutz because there's more than 10 amos straight where you have easy access over the wall. But by that same token, you could have ladders along the entirety of the wall. It's just a ladder. It's not a Pesach. The wall is still there. The Ashba blocks the Pesach and therefore makes it difficult for people to pass by. That's only if it's an Ashba Shal Rabbim, which is uncommon for it to be moved. But an Ashba Shal Yachid is more common for it to be moved. So kiilu v'impinu es ha'ashpa chazra pesach l'mekomo. Now, if they do move that ashpa, then it goes back to being a regular Pesach. Sif gimel. Habatim sheminichim osam shiur. Whatever houses are left as the shiur, as the area that's left out, in order to make it recognizable that there's an eruv that's being utilized, aval pi sheinam psuchim le'ir, ela achoreim le'ir ufneim l'chutz. Even if those houses are not opened up into the city, only the backs of those houses are into the city. The fronts of those houses are outside of the city, and even if it's only one house, and even if the thing that you're leaving out is something that doesn't even require an eruv because it's not a base dira, it's a base habakar, it's a base ateven. Meaning, we're very makil on what can count as the shiur, as what you leave out of the eruv in a city that otherwise would resemble a rishus harabim. Says the mishabur yotes she'in psuchim le'ir v'hava amin or kivin dibay l'shatif osam nashi or gamkin l'matzi. Meaning there's good reason to assume if a house doesn't even open up into the city, so it couldn't participate in the city's Erev anyway. It doesn't open up into the city. So leaving it out of the Erev is considered a shiur. Why would it be considered a shiur? It can't even participate in the Erev. So that's the chiddush over here, that we're so makil with what's considered a shiur. She'enam tzrichim la'arov, v'alfi v'sim shenayin pasuk tzrichim la'arov, and even though in sim shenayin we paskin that a beis habakar beis hatavon does need an Erev, ha'enu k'shochel shom gamkin. And that's only if you eat there also. Like the Beis Yosef writes over there. But if you don't eat there, then it does not require an Eruv. Sif Dalit. If you have a city that all of the residents of the city joined in the Shituf, except for one Mavui, Hareza Osral Kulam, that Mavui answers for all the rest of them. But if they build a Matseva by the entranceway of that Mavui, then he does not answer for the rest of them. Let's see the Mishabura. talking about a city that started out as belonging to a yachid, k'dimisayim, as we conclude, to be Irshal Rabim, because if it were a city that belonged to the Rabim, halom avor lel b'sefal tafi l'bayis echon mekrishir kol shken mavui, that even one bias would be considered a shiur if it was an Irshal Rabim. For sure, a mavui would be considered a shiur. V'inei b'sefal k'asav dosen shitu v'echon v'ein tzrich l'nashayir v'kanash minon didafka shitu v'echon v'alidei eschalkus oser echal chavero. Over here we're saying that you dafka need a shituf echad, and if you divide it up into multiple shitufin, then one is going to asr on the rest. Matseva, hiskimu harbe echronim, didaish kishi gavo arba tvachim. This matseva's dimensions only needs to be 4 tvachim high, v'ayin barzrua shakasv din gamkin shir rachav arba tvachim, but also 4 tvachim wide. Se eno osra lehm, debzemegalik shem esalik asvim in the ear. By putting that matseva in front of this mavoi, it's showing that you're blocking off this mavoi from the rest of the city. So weiter in the mechaber, lefichach irshayis a kinyan yachid. If you have a city that belonged to a yachid, afilu naseh shal rabim. Even if it then became shal rabim, ein ma'arvenos alechatzain. You cannot make an eruv on half of it. Ela o kula o mavui mavui. Either you get the whole city or each mavui separately. Uvona kol mavui mavui matzev al pischo amratzalachlo krusuzameim. And any mavui that wants to be outside of the eruv that's made by the other mavuos has to put a matzev in front of Kedeshal Yisrael Shar Mavuos in order not to cause a problem for the rest of the Mavuos. Sivkaton Chavdalid, Lefichach, Ratzalomar, Hol, Shamar, Shes Chalkus Oser, Tzarkli Zar Gamkin, Shlalachalik, Shitav Mavi, Lechatzoin. Since his dividing up the city into multiple Erevin will Aser, one will Aser the next, each group will Aser the next, you have to be careful even within a Mavui not to divide the Mavui. Umitisasma Mechabri Mashma Desirle, Da'afi Ma'ariv Lerachbo, Nami Aser, Delokamosha Kasav, Bagas. Of Sivav, that even if you make an Erev along the width, it will aser. V'kasva achronim, t'chilik ha-mavi l'chatzon od yosar chomor, me'ischalka shal mavu l'sechon mechavero. In a certain sense, splitting a mavui into two is more chomor than splitting mavuos one from the other. T'bezeh afilu yamin matzeva pe'emtza mavu k'tei l'chalik echon mechavero lomahani. When you have multiple mavuos that are each participating their own shituf, and their own sheet of mavuos, then a matzeva is good enough to separate them, separate them from the rest of the city. But if you're splitting a mavui in half, then a matzeva is not going to work. Achrishu makom jis sarabim elam kein yasu mechitza gavah asar tvachim. You need an actual mechitza. V'afilu haya chalal mavui rachav yosem yasu amos. And that's true, even if the mavui is not more than 10 amos wide. Lechatzan hatam kivin de mitchila haisa kinyan yachid v'hurgalay deze lios biyachad havuk chatzrachas v'asri adadi. Since it initially belonged to one person and people are used to all being in it together, so therefore it's viewed like a single chatzar where they aser one on the other. So matseva al pischo v'adin yachal lechalik al deshiyam et tzuris ha-pesach b'sof kol mavi mavi k'tzamach sevav. You don't necessarily need a matseva, you want to put a tzuris ha-pesach. That also works perfectly fine to make a tzuris HaPesach by each one. So to review what we learned tonight in Sif Beis, we said that if you have an Irshal Ram that has only one Pesach, but there are Sulamos all over the place, the Sulam is not a Pesach, and even if you have two Pesachim, but there's an Ashpa that's in the way, the Ashpa blocks off that Pesach for as long as the Ashpa is there. And then in Sif Gimel, we said that we are very makel with what counts as the Shiur for that which you're allowed to leave out of the Eruv. It could even be a bias that it's not even allowed to participate in the Eruv, like a bias that has its entrance way outside of this Mavui, or the city, or Beis HaBak, or Beis HaTeven. And then in Sif Dalet we said that if the Mavuos each make their own sheet of Mavuos, then in order for them not to aser on each other within the city, they need to put a Matseva in front of each one. A Matseva needs to be 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. And Baruch Hashem, tomorrow, I'm not sure when, where, how, what, but maybe if I have time in the airport, maybe in the that would probably be late morning. I'll let everyone know on the WhatsApp. We'll do Vav Zayin and Ches. We'll try to finish up the Simon. So the rest of the week is a little bit up in the air, so just stay tuned to the WhatsApp. Okay.